We'll get the recording started now. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone on today's At Large Summit 2 Cross-Railer Organising Group call on Wednesday, the 12th of February at 1700 UTC. We have Eduardo Diaz, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Dev Anand Kelexing, Darlene Thompson, Wolf Ludwig, Tijani Benjema, Maureen Hilliard, and Glenn McKnight. Apologies noted from Boudouin Chombe. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And I hope I haven't left anyone off the participants list. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Glenn.
Great. Thank you, everybody. And thanks for the newcomers to the second call. Darlene's and Maureen are the two additions on today's call. Just to give the two newcomers a little bit of background, we had a much longer agenda last call 2 weeks ago. We've narrowed it down. There was quite a bit of discussion on the naming convention for this forthcoming event. So the item one in our discussion today is to finalize this naming convention, and I posted to everyone to add to the list, and I noticed that Johnny added as well. So if we can start a discussion on finalizing the name, what I've posted is a few suggestions that came out of the discussion, partly from emails from Wolf and our discussion as a whole. So number one was Atlas 2 Evening of Celebration. Number two is At Large Community Celebration. Number three, Atlas Mix and Mingle with At Large. And the one that came in just today was from Tajani was At Large Get Together. So I'd like it open to the floor for any additional items to add to the list, and then we can shortlist it and have a quick vote on the naming. So I'll turn it to anyone. So who would like to speak? Okay, Tajani, please.
Thank you, Glenn. I would like to say that what I added today is something that was proposed last meeting.
Thank you.
Perhaps you missed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? I noticed that Eduardo has voted for number one, so why don't we go through. If there's no other suggestions, let's just go through since Eduardo has already suggested his vote. So is there anyone by clicking on your agree for number one? So if we can have everyone vote on the first item, it's called Atlas 2 Evening of Celebration. So Tajani, can you put your hand down and use the agree or disagree
icon? It's a comment. It's a comment before I vote.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Tajani.
Okay, thank you. I think that last time we decided that we will not do it as a celebration because it is not what we will celebrate finally. So people said it wasn't my opposition, it was the opposition of some people on the call. They said
it was what
we will celebrate, so it is not a celebration, that's all.
Okay. I it's Glenn again. I went to the at-large list as well, asking for feedback from the community as well as by email. The word celebration did come up within the community. That's why it's on the list. But again, this is our group. We're empowered with the naming convention. So Tajani and Wolf both have expressed an issue on the word celebration. So, but for the sake of moving this quickly, can we have a vote on number one? Who's in favor of number one? And I did get one in the text box, Eduardo. So,
Please, Glenn, I raised my hand.
Oh, sorry, it doesn't show it in the. Okay, you're up there. Okay, Wolf, go ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot. It's Wolf Ludwig for the records. Before we start any voting procedure, I posted a question in the chat room. Why earlier options and suggested are not listed here by now if we are going to make any decisions. I recall at our last call we had options like exhibition, we had options like at large fair, etc. So there were other options and now it's reduced to a list, and I do not understand why.
Okay. It's Glenn in response. I just put this list up from based on other people's comments. I didn't limit the list to the ones that are there, as you notice. Tijani added number four. It's not limited to that list. Wolf, please add your suggestion. We're looking to have consensus on the name. I'm not sold on one name or another. I just want to get from the community their suggestion on the naming convention. So, Wolf, go ahead. What name do you suggest for number five? Wolf, are you there? Oh, I think he's typing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like we're getting some response back on the word celebration, and again, let's come up with a term here. I don't want to belabor the entire hour just on the naming convention, so can we get a consensus on this name as we can move forward? So I think the only person so far, and Eduardo, did you want to say anything because you voted for number one?
Eduardo, go ahead. This is a wonderful record. I didn't see Wolf Ludwig proposal there, and you know, the fair of opportunities. Like I like that one too, for a large exhibition, which is the one that he's having now. No, but we should add those two because I tend to understand the word celebration has a different connotation. But you know, since we're voting to the list that we have there, that's it. But I think we should add what Wolf is putting in the chat as other ones for consideration. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Anyone else? Okay, just for those who are not on the Adobe Connect, Wolf has added two additional ones. Number five is a fair of opportunities, and number six at-large exhibition. So we have two additional names as well. And I believe, Dev, you were going to say something? Not sure if he's connected by phone. He's typing in something.
No.
Okay, Dev. Dev has nothing to say. All right, so we have now six in our roster. So can we settle on
Glenn, this is Eduardo. Can I?
Sure.
I have another comment, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I just like Wolf, fair of opportunities, but I probably will add before, you know, as part of that name, Atlas II Fair of Opportunities.
Sure.
I will put the actual name in it, but, you know, I'm adding to it. I don't know if that's something that would be acceptable. I don't know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Maureen, you had something to say on this?
Thank you, Glenn. This is Maureen for the record. I know I'm new to this conversation, and I guess it's sort of like, for me, I'm trying to sort of like just get an idea of, first of all, you know, like what is actually going to happen. I mean, it's obviously not a celebration. Is it a mix and mingle? Is it just an ordinary get-together? I mean, what are we actually trying to achieve in this actual event that's I mean, is it the whole Atlas II event? So I think it's sort of like if we can just focus on what the key purpose is, and then we might be able to get an appropriate name. But I do think that community, Atlas community, does it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Maureen. This is Glenn for the record. Last week, there was a lot of reaction to the term showcase, which has been historically the term that has been used. And the majority of us discussed that we really didn't think it was an appropriate term. It was more of a mix and mingle type of environment, more of a networking opportunities, less a roster of speakers. So I think at that time why terms like celebration was emphasized. So yeah, the the onus of this is to really get to know other ALSs, what their best practices are, get to know them a little bit better, and actually have a really great social event. So that was my feeling from our call last week. Eduardo, can you elaborate on that? I think it was your suggestion as well as Wolf's.
I'm sorry, I was typing in the chat. I didn't hear what you were saying. Can you repeat that? Thank you.
What I was saying is our call last week, when we tried to get a scope of project, what is our purpose for this evening event, bringing the ALSs and our wider community together, we believe that it was particularly an event that was to get to know each other, more of a social focus rather than a more of a social networking process. And I think you were one of the champions for that concept, Eduardo. So do you recall that?
I recall that. This is a wonderful record. I think we had that conversation about 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, that, you know, we wanted something there more than having people talking or having presentations, to have something very small, you know, welcome and this and that, and then have the whole thing being a social type thing for networking. And if the Ralos want to show something like a booth and show what they do in their Ralos and in a specific region, then they should have that too. Basically, that's what we talked about.
Okay.
That I can call. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Tijani, back to you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Tijani speaking. I'd like to say that last week we got rid of showcase because we didn't want it to be like the other showcase we did before. But if we come back to exhibition, it is not an exhibition. It is more a showcase of the ALSs. So I think that showcase is better than exhibition. That's why I don't like exhibition. Now, a general comment on the name. I think it must be broad, not precise, because it will be, as you said, Glenn, it will be more networking and talk together, talk to each other, and know each other better than speeches and then official things. So we need something that gives a good image, but that is not very precise.
Okay.
If we say opportunities, what does that mean? But
mm-hmm.
we have to find something where we cannot fix things. It must be very broad, and that's why I proposed get together. It's one proposal. We can have better, we can have more, but I think that we don't have to have any precise name for this event. Thank you.
Thank you. Olivier, you wanted to say something?
Yes, thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. So I think that the word fair, which actually is spelled F-A-I-R, probably encompasses all of the different things that we would like this event to be. I'm looking at the dictionary at the moment, and it is quite a wide term, from a gathering held at a specified time and place for the buying and selling of goods and markets, to an exhibition, an exhibition intended to inform people about a product or a business opportunity, an event, usually for the benefit of a charity or public institution, including entertainment and the sale of goods, a bazaar. It's got very, very wide range of things, and it's not as targeted as an exhibition or as a showcase as such. So I would recommend on the word fair. Thank you. F-A-I-R.
Okay, thank you so much. I see lots of people are debating certain issues on the chat, and opportunities is something that Wolf has asked that no one has contested. Is there anyone that wants to promote the term opportunities or put it to bed? Maybe I'll turn to Wolf. If Wolf, did you want to defend that term opportunities for the naming convention?
Yes.
Please, over to you, Wolf.
Yes, okay, thanks. It's Wolf Ludwig for the records. As Heidi rightly mentioned in the chat, we had this term for Mexico City at the time, and surprisingly, a lot of people understood that it was a sort of a multiple meaning, opportunities from the communities to give them opportunities to present themselves, opportunities for the community to influence the ICANN world. So I'm a little bit surprised about the Chinese intervention now that opportunity doesn't mean anything or is not clear, etc. It was rather clear, and I just want to recall that it was a useful and successful term for the first Atlas Summit, and honestly, I haven't seen a much better suggestion so far for our next one. So I still think, in my opinion, it's one of the best options. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. I think, Olivia, you are next, and then to Johnny.
Okay, we lost Olivia. Olivia, are you still there?
My hand is down, thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Gianni?
Yes, thank you. Wolf, I do understand very well the opportunities, and I think that the summit we can call the summit opportunities. The name of the summit can have the opportunity inside. It is real, but for this event, it is not the opportunities will not be there, if you want. It is more interaction with each other, interaction with the community at large, with the community of ICANN in general. So that's why I said perhaps it is very precise to put opportunity, and if we put it like this, what kind of opportunity the showcase can give? This is the question.
It's
is not
a showcase, Tichani.
Yeah, the event. Yeah, I know. I say a showcase, but it is the social event, if you want. So this is the my point. I don't disagree that opportunity is the right word for the summit, but I think it is not the right word for the social event. That's all.
I'm going to give it back to Wolf, but I really like to hear from other people on this, and it looks like there's a bit of debate between the term fair and opportunity. So back to you, Wolf, but I do want to encourage other people to say something. So back to you, Wolf.
Wolf Ludwig for the record once again. I didn't suggest this as a term for the summit. I suggested this only as a term for the particular evening with the community. So I think at our last call we discussed conceptual points of this evening, that it shouldn't be a top-down a showcase type of or whatsoever. It shouldn't be a celebration. It should be a market of opportunities for our ALSs to represent themselves. As you may recall, I sent in a written concept that it should be a kind of an arena type of rooming, that there could be five tables in the room where Ralos has the opportunity to represent and to exhibit themselves the way they would like to do it, according to cultural or whatsoever particularities, etc. So this was an open concept, putting the community, putting the ALSs into the center, and not a sort of a lecture or entertaining type of an event. I think we found some agreement last time at our call on these conceptual issues, and if we take this conceptual issue as a basis, then a celebration cannot be a valid option anymore, then it must be a term reflecting some interactivity. And I think the interactivity of this evening should be a key element and also should be somehow reflected in the name. Thanks.
Thank you so much. As I was stating, we haven't heard from a number of other people on this discussion, so I don't want to make this entire call just on the naming convention. So if we can hear from the silent majority on this issue, where they stand, and then we can just settle on the name. So if that's possible, is there anyone else? Dev, please.
Thank you. This is David Antelukshin speaking. I agree with the idea of using fair or fair, F-A-Y-R-E, with the English spelling. But another alternative might be festival, because I'm looking at the Wikipedia, and it says a festival is an event staged by a local community which centers on and celebrates some unique aspect of that community. So, you know, festivals are at large. Festival might be a alternative to the word at large fair. I don't know about the, when you use the word opportunities, I'm not sure. It doesn't convey to me what the opportunities are. And I don't know whether people will understand what that means. But, you know, saying at large fair, at large festival, you know, that's to me more gets an idea of what the event is about. Thank you.
Yeah, we haven't nailed that down, this Glenn, for the record. Exactly how the look and feel of the room will be. We know what we don't want, but the logistics on deliverables of what each RELO is responsible for and how they'll deal with the public is another issue altogether. Anyone else that hasn't had their chance to speak on this naming convention? I know Heidi's been typing a few ideas. She's been mentioning the word festival a few times. She's gone back to the historic events that we've done in the past. Anyone else? Okay. So, how would you like to proceed on voting? I had a few names on here, but we've morphed it into a new name. Can anyone suggest a name for this event, and then we can have a vote if we all agree? Eduardo, go ahead.
I recommend we try to get some consensus on the we also just suggested the Atlas to Fair of opportunities, and if we have consensus there, and then we can move forward. Otherwise, we look at the other ones. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. So, Wolf, is that the name you're suggesting of a fair Atlas to Fair of Opportunities? Did I capture that right?
Yes.
Okay. So
it's a combination of Eduardo and mine, Atlas to Fair of Opportunities. Yes, I think would be the best option.
Okay. So we can we are getting some other. So Atlas II is in the name, a fair of opportunities or some variation of that, whether it's spelt F-A-I-R or fair with an E. Okay, so let's go ahead and ask everyone if they can click on agree or disagree on this development of this name. We can hammer it down, so if we can have a vote on that. And while you're voting, Eduardo, did you have something else on that?
Yes, I'm suggesting, this is Eduardo, yes, I suggest that for consensus, just it would be better if we ask who abstain to that name and we go from there, other than voting.
I didn't understand. Eduardo, can you repeat that?
I said that for the consensus, I recommend you to ask, who abstain on that name. And if nobody abstain, then there's consensus, other than voting.
Okay.
It's a procedural recommendation. Thank you.
I'm more than happy to take any advice on that. So as Eduardo has stated, we can go through the process that way as a procedural approach.
Glenn?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, we got a couple of more qualifying comments. Tijani first and Olivia.
Yes. I propose Atlas II Fair or At Large Fair. as a name, so that we have everything inside, because we have the fair, as Olivier explained, it is more, if you want, interaction between people. And the most important thing is that we have to highlight that it is interaction between us and between the other members of the community of ICANN. It is not an official speaker's session, and it is for the ALSs, it is the opportunity for the ALSs to be there. This is the event of the ALSs. It is the event of the at-large. I mean, yep. I think that those are the concepts that Wolf just said, and that I am repeating now. Thank you.
Thank you. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. So I was getting ready to be to agree to a consensus call, but now we appear to be back to have two different solutions. We've got Atlas to Fair or At-Large Fair, or we've got Fair of Opportunities. I'm a bit confused. Well, not confused, but I don't know which one to go for now.
And I believe it's Glenn for the record. I think that's, if we want to talk a consensus, I think there's just equal confusion on the naming convention. So we need to, for this group, to settle down on a name. So we have equal interest in Tajani's and Wolf's name. So if you can indulge me, we should, to move this along, let's get this off the table. We've almost spent 30 minutes on this. So if we can have a vote on, say, start with the Tajani's two suggestions. He's got Atlas II Fair or At-Large Fair. If people like that idea, can you show your agreement? Okay, we got two votes for that in our... Okay, is there anyone else voting on that? Okay, so can you take down your green check marks, please? And let's do the second one. Let's go with Fair of Opportunities. And Maureen, if you can put your check mark in as well. So Eduardo has voted, that's one. Wolf is two. Maureen is three. Okay, Dev, thank you. Darlene, if you have access to it, if you can add your vote and your preference. And I assume staff has the right to have a vote as well. So Heidi, where do you stand on this? Did you want to cast a vote on it?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Okay, looks like by a narrow margin, option number two, Fair of Opportunities. If we're all okay, if we can use that name for the time being, we can tweak it a little bit more. So are we okay with proceeding using that? Any comments? No comments? Okay, can we move on to the second item in event deliverables? Okay, so as we were talking about, we want a wish list of all the things that we can do at this event. So I started making a list, and Tajani has added as well, so please add to this list. We were talking about distinguished address, one speaker for the event. We talked about a special acknowledgement ceremony, single slide presentations of Rallo's, so was and their achievements and best practice, special appeals, and interaction with the ICANN community. Is there anything that people want to discuss in terms of what we can actually deliver in the evening? So open that up to the floor. Okay, Wolfgang, go ahead, please. Wolf, sorry.
Yes, it's Wolf Ludwig for the recap. Well, as I underlined last time, I think it would be a great opportunity to contact one of the fathers of the internet. I think last time there were three names dropped. First of them was Lindt Cerf, then Tim Berners-Lee, etc. And I thought there was some approval that we would start with contacting Lindt to ask him whether he would like to give a speech to the community, and then there should be space enough for interaction among the communities. Then there could be some music elements in between. But I think from a conceptual point of view, we should make clear that most of the time of this evening remains for the community to get to know each other, to interact among each other, and to exchange experience. If it's really based on the community, I think it will be a sort of a self-runner, where we only need some more accompanying elements, like an introduction, let's say, by Olivier as at large chair, then one keynote speaker, music element, and a wrap-up kind of thing at the end. This is my conceptual idea on this. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Wolf. That was great. It was a good summary of what your expectations of the evening is, and I assume people walk away at the end of the evening not only nourished but are pretty pleased with the whole event. So working our way backwards, Wolf has identified what he expects a successful evening to be. So does that live up to other people's expectations? Eduardo, can you add your comments?
No, I was going to comment on the speaker, if I may do that.
Yeah, you suggested Tim Berners-Lee, I understand.
Yeah, I understand there was a male, females going back and forth between Oliver and Vince to see if he could get and talk to us, and apparently he has a schedule conflict. I think in the last mail, he mentioned that he can do this via remotely, and you know, to be candid, I think it's better that the person who is going to speak be there. I mean, and I'm specifically talking about this event, that is a very important event. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I think Olivier, you wanna comment on Eduardo's suggestion? Go ahead.
Yes, thanks very much. It's Olivier speaking, and I agree totally with Eduardo. Vince was ready to send in a video or to talk remotely, but since we are dealing with such a large group of people, it's often a lot better for the person to be in front of the audience and be able to get feedback as to whether what they're talking about is capturing people's attention or being totally blatantly ignored. So I think we might have just a quick positive word from this, but we still have to look for a possible speaker. Now, I know that Tim Berners-Lee has been suggested. I have spoken to Sally Costerton earlier this week and discussed this with her. One of the concerns we have found recently of Tim Berners-Lee is he asks for a fee to speak. And I guess it's something that's understandable if he's going to launch a product for a company or something like this. But if it's to do with something that's done pro bono, such as the at-large, for the at-large community, I think a fee would probably be inappropriate. As a result, I have asked Sally and her team to go back, well, to get in touch with Tim Berners-Lee and find out if indeed he would be asking for a fee to speak to us specifically. I don't know where he is located, but I know that he is often in England. So that's the current state. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. I recall, this is Glenn for the record, I remember when I was looking for Canadian speakers at our Toronto event for ICANN, and I did speak to one chap, and he immediately said, told me that it was $800 per evening, which was pretty rich. I could only imagine what his presentation fees were. They're probably even a lot more than that. But, you know, that could be a standard ploy. As you said, Olivier, perhaps if it's brought to him that this is a community initiative, not a commercial effort, perhaps he can look at us more favorably. Just going to Heidi's suggestion. Heidi, can you talk about Paul Makaperitis?
Yes. Actually, he works in a contractual basis with ICANN, so he would be likely to be available. But I'm hearing from Wolf that he's not that well known in Europe, so perhaps he would not be the best person for this.
But his price is right.
Yes.
Okay. So we have one chap that's not well known, and another person that's well known, but he's costly. So we are still need a couple of other names, perhaps a well known name that doesn't cost us anything. So we do still have some time. Olivier, do you feel that Sally and gang can possibly convince Tim to come along for the ride?
Hey, it's Olivier speaking. I wouldn't be able to give you an answer on that.
Okay.
Do you think it's going to rain in June?
It's England, so I'm pretty convinced that it will rain.
Okay. Well, I don't know, really. We hope for the best, but it looks unlikely, I think, unfortunately. So we do have to, you know, put our minds together. Think of alternative speakers. And with this, by the way, we can think of alternative speakers even if we don't know them, because Sally has, basically offered the help of Edelman, which is the company that deals with all the PR for ICANN's 50th. So if we don't know someone specifically but say, we really think this person would be great as a speaker, then we can always ask Sally and Edelman to get in touch with them and find out if they have a fee or if they're ready to come and talk to us.
Thank you so much, Olivier. And again, as an action item for all of us, the wiki's available, and under the section on keynote speaker, please put your names in there and any suggestion. If you do have any connection or suggestions, added to your note on the wiki as well. So, okay, so we are getting limited on our keynote speaker. If we can move on to the other things, is there the second idea I suggested was special acknowledgement ceremony. Is that something that the group is interested in having during the event itself? Is that something you want to scrap, or did you want to keep that? So I'll turn it to the group for opinions. Eduardo?
See, this is a wonderful record. I'm not pro giving the event for giving an acknowledgement of some kind. I mean, I know you want to bring me there and give me something, but, you know, that's a joke.
Okay, thank you. Maureen, do you have something to say?
Thank you, Ben. Maureen, for the record. I guess what I thought that a special acknowledgement ceremony in a session where many of the people who are coming to it are new to the whole ICANN community may not sort of like gel with. I mean, they may not totally recognise the importance of the of this section, as well as those who've been in it for a longer time. However, I mean, just moving on to the next one, we were actually looking at presenting, giving them an idea of what's happening in other Araros and that sort of stuff. That is probably more informative for them. Special acknowledgements probably could go at a session later when they probably know more about what ICANN's all about and why those acknowledgements are actually being presented. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Anyone else on that topic? And we can move on. Okay, so the third thing that I suggested, as Maureen was alluding to, is an opportunity to do a very short introduction of their RELOs and how successful they've been. It's a way to stand up and brag on your achievements and your best practices. So that's an idea I'm throwing out to the group, if of interest. I'd like to ask for the group for their feedback on that. Okay, no comment. Okay, the next item that I had is, to Jenny, go ahead. So Jenny, it's over to you. Not hearing anything. Maureen, can you're next in queue.
Do you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Tijani.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was muted. Do you mean RALO or ALSs, Glenn?
I'm talking about RALOs. If we talk about ALSs, we'd be there for a week. Success indicator of the RALOs.
That's exactly my point. So if it is only for the five RALOs, and if we limit the time, I would agree with you. But
okay.
If we give the floor to one RALO to speak for half an hour, it will be a problem. This is
yes.
A problem.
Thank you so much. Maureen, did you want to add then Eduardo? Maureen?
Yes, thank you. Glenn, Maureen for the record. When we're talking about doing presentations like this, I think that one of the things that we've actually sort of like done for AP RALO is that a recorded presentation, either in a slideshow or some sort of like video record, makes it really precise about your timing and things like that. So it could go on for longer, and it's a lot more, you know, like to be able to sort of like present it in a visual way. It makes it a lot easier, and you can go get a lot of information in a short amount of time. Thank you.
Great. Very good suggestion. Thank you. Eduardo, to you.
Thank you. This is a wonderful record. An idea that came to my mind is that maybe, we don't have a specific time in the agenda just to put this slide so everybody look at them. We can have them being projected, continuously somewhere. And I can think about if we're bringing music from different regions, when we have music from that region, then we synchronize it and put slides from that region. And eventually, if we have this booth from each region, people will have a chance to go and find more information about what ALSs are there or what have you, something like that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I think I want to move on to the suggestion that I put special appeals, just in case something comes up at the event that we want to actually have a solid core message from our community. I thought I'd put the term special appeal. It's the meat in the sandwich approach in terms of delivering a concept. So if there's a special appeal, a special message that we want to get out to the community, that's sort of a newsy bite type of thing. It's a very focused. I'll share with you quickly. ISOC launched last year at the last ICANN meeting something called Internet Strong. It was a complete campaign. It was a mail cart, and it was a complete rollout on an open Internet. That was an interesting appeal, and I'm just saying if we have a particular message, a very strong message, that could be right in the middle of what we're doing. So I'm just throwing that on the table for people to think about. Maureen, do you have something to say on that?
Sorry, no, not at the specific time. Sorry, my hand's still up.
Okay. Eduardo?
Special need with a special appeal can be something related to the overarching theme, global internet, user perspective. Maybe something related to that. That will support the whole event.
Okay. Now I want to turn to Jenny. To Jenny's point is interaction with the ICANN community, and I just want to get to Jenny to elaborate on the methodology and what was he thinking of for that. So, Jenny?
Okay, what I mean by that, as I said at the beginning, this event will be more interaction between us and interaction with the other community, the other members of the ICANN community. So this, it will not be, if you want, something that we will announce like this, but it we must organize it in a way that the ALSs, our community, can interact with the other parts of the ICANN community. Even I thought about some specific items or specific topics that can be put forward, or specific concern, not topic, specific concern in the ICANN in the ICANN that we can not announce, but that we can introduce. And let people with key persons for those specific things, so that people can go to them and interact with them, other than the natural and casual interaction with the other members of the community. This is what I think about.
Great. Anyone have a comment on Tajani's suggestion? No comment. I think it's at the heart of what we want to achieve in the evening is the not just talking to your friends, but to reach out and learn from other members and educate the wider public on what we do. So I think this is the core essence of what we're trying to achieve. So I want to turn to Olivier, if you're still on the phone, to talk about the status report on what's happening with sponsorship. And that will take us... probably to the top of the hour. So, Olivier?
Thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. There's not been much going on the sponsorship side. I'm still holding on to the sponsorship document, which I'm likely to send later on today. There are a few people that I will be seeing face-to-face at tomorrow's UK Internet Governance Forum, who are actually my contacts in each one of these companies. Specifically, I'll be seeing the person from Afilias and the person from Microsoft tomorrow, and also the person from Facebook, so I can immediately push forward with regards to our sponsorship request. But as I said, nothing has been sent yet. Next week, I hopefully will be able to provide you with further details. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the logistics, will the event be at the hotel, or we don't know at this stage, right?
This is Olivier speaking. So I went earlier this week to the hotel, and it is not very large. In fact, I should say it's a bit cramped. So as far as the actual event is concerned, I think it's highly unlikely that we would be able to have it at the, it depends what event you're talking about, but yeah, as far as the showcase, or sorry, not showcase, whatever this event is that we're speaking of,
yeah.
about is the fair or whatever, it's going to be a real hard thing to find a location for it. And frankly, I don't really know where it's going to be able to be fixed, because over the weekend we have a larger room. But over the week, we have a room for the at-large advisory committee that will hold no more than, I would say, 100 people maximum. And we have to bear in mind we're more than that. Just our committee is more than that. So we would have to do this event somewhere else. We could not do it in the ALAC room. And that really depends then on the availability of other rooms according to what other people are doing in other communities. I understand that the meetings team is trying to juggle things, but they've also announced to us that it would probably be a case that we might have to conduct this off-site, which is also, which for us I think would be a major setback because of the fact that we wouldn't have the board and you know, external participants to come over and walk over to our thing and then leave afterwards and go somewhere else. Doing something off-site always weeds out a significant number of people. Even though the other site is only about 10-15 minutes walk away, we just need to have the bad luck of rain and we would have absolutely no one walking from one location to the other. So that is a concern, especially, I guess, in contrast with having to conduct a lunch or a dinner, which, because it's specifically for our community, doesn't really matter then with regards to external people. But for this event, we need to have the rest of ICANN come and see us. So it's ongoing. We'll hopefully find a solution.
Great. Thank you so much, Olivier. It is a concern, I'm sure. If we have to do it off-site, it's going to really impact us greatly in terms of the attendance as well as the cost, I'm sure. So it's a big concern. Okay, so we got a couple more minutes, so we have an opportunity to put anything on the table. To Jenny, did you have something to say?
Yes, thank you. Two words on the venue. It is a real concern, this venue. It is even tighter than the normal, the other meetings venue of ICANN. So I don't know. There is no foyer to do it in a foyer, because in a room it will be too tight. And there is a big concern, and even the meeting staff don't know how we will organize it. They don't have solutions right now, as Olivier said. So the venue is a real concern for the whole summit, not only for this social event, for the whole summit. Anyway, we will speak about that later. But now I'd like to speak about music. I think that we need music in this event, and the best way to show the diversity and to make our showcase really representative of our diversity is to make a compiled clip, if you want, in a loop that we broadcast it as an ambience music, not as a very high music, as something that you hear and you speak at the same time. And I think that we have to compile all the region's music inside this clip so that it will be, as I said, representative of our diversity. Also the food, and this is something that we will see later because it will be dependent on the sponsorship also. But perhaps we try to make it diverse also. Not only English food. We try to, if we are able to do so, to put some Lebanese, diverse kind of food that we can provide. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Anyone want to comment on to Jenny's two ideas on the music and the food, or is there any other item that you want to bring up on today's meeting as an action item? Wolf, please.
Yes, it's Wolf Ludwig for the record. Well, I agree with what Tijani just said. To find a good compromise regarding the different cultural backgrounds from the various Ralos, etc. And otherwise we'll get in conflict of timing for the evening, I think it's a good idea to have this compilation of world music as a sort of background music. I think it's a good idea, and if I understood Tijani well, for his food suggestion, to have some kind of Levantine or Lebanese food, what I think is very popular internationally, etc., and it's good for a sort of a buffet. I think it would be an almost perfect combination. Thanks for the suggestion, Tijani.
Thank you so much, Wolf, and to Johnny. I haven't had lunch, so I'm getting hungry. So all these suggestions of food. Is there any other item that we got a couple of minutes left? If not, we can we can stop this meeting a couple of minutes early, but I want to give the committee a chance to say anything. To Jenny, go ahead.
Glenn, I am sorry to speak again, but also perhaps we need five large screens for the five rallies. And I prefer that how we will show our work, what we did, etc. I prefer visual things than paper written things. We can combine both, but the visual is very important. So I think that each RALO has to get one large screen to display their activities on.
Okay, I'm not sure what equipment is available for us, but it's a great suggestion. I do have a significant number of pictures that I've taken at different events and different sessions that I have virtually hundreds of pictures, and I'm sure that we can access the ICANN staff photographers' pictures as well. I think we can put together a pretty good set of pictures that are offered to each of the RALOs, and as you said, showcase what they're doing. So, okay. I think Dev has agreed on the idea of a screen and table. We just need to deal with the logistics of having that at the event. Maureen, were you going to say something? You're okay. Maureen has suggested that space might be an issue. But again, let's see what staff has in terms of logistics for it. Sometimes at trade shows, you'll see a small screen that they can use with a projector, not a very evasive space that could be used behind a booth area that could possibly work quite well as well. Okay, last call. If there's no one else that would like to say something, I'll just give an opportunity for any hand. If not, I'd like to thank everybody for attending today. Please enter your names onto the wiki of people. We've seen a few in the text, and hopefully I can chat to the person who's doing the action item notes, and we can capture this call effectively. So please suggest any other ideas for next week, in 2 weeks. So we're going to look at the date for the next call, and that would be the 26th at the same time. Okay, everyone, so it's February 26th at the same time as we had today. Okay, thank you, everybody, for joining today.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.